James Shaver here at Loving James.
Well, thank you, John. It's good to come in your place of listening wherever you may be. Trust we can be a help to you today. That's our whole idea of coming this way. The Lord led us this way. I know I've been thinking all week. I know I'm strict and straight. And I preach strict and straight, preach a holy life before God. But in my understanding of this Bible, that's what God said, be ye holy even as I'm holy. And I'm not talking about the shingle over the door. I'm talking about being holy in the sight of God. So we come this way. We're not against nobody. We just accept the devil. Now, we're against him and his ways, but I'm not against nobody. I'm for everybody. You may not be living up to what I preach, but I hope you will listen and consider it in your mind, maybe, and search your Bible and see if what I'm saying is true. The Bible said in the book of Acts, they search the scripture daily to see if them things be so that the disciples are preaching. I want to encourage you to get your Bible down. Amen. When I preach and search it, when these come along behind me, search it and see if what we're saying is so. If it's so, you better heed to it. If not, you just cast it out the door and let it go. But amen. I just want to tell you that I'm for you. I don't care if you're in sin or you say you're saved and living ungodly. I'm still for you. I want you to come to the Lord. I don't want to see nobody go to hell. So we want to get that all from our heart and mind. But I was looking last night in a little old magazine, and a little old boy come up to his daddy, had been to Sunday school, and had studied his Sunday school lesson. He come in and told his daddy, said, Daddy, said, I know exactly what the Bible means. And he said, you do? Said, yeah, I know exactly what it means. And he said, well, good. And he said, I don't even know. Would you tell me? And now you listen to this. B-I-B-L-E. Basic information before leaving Earth. Basic information before leaving Earth. And that really struck my attention when I seen that. And that's what the Bible is. So, amen. I trust that you'll, amen, take that to heart. But I do quite often cut articles out of paper. Then I've got one cut out here that's it's pretty old. I really don't know how old. I'm turning yeller and getting dog-eared it is. But I want to read it to you. Before we read a scripture, we're going to begin a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. But let's just see here. It said the heading of it, what in the world is happening with our kids today? Now, you remember this is an old article. Let's see. I think it started when Madeline Murray O'Hara complained she didn't want any prayer in our school, and we said, okay. Then someone said, you had better not read the Bible in school, the Bible that says thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And we said, okay. Remember Dr. Benjamin Spock, who said we shouldn't spank our children when they misbehave because their little personalities will be warped and we might damage their self-esteem? And we said, okay. Listen now. Better not discipline our children when they misbehave, and our administration said, whoa, no one in this school better not touch a student when they misbehave because we don't want any bad publicity, and we sure don't want to be sued. And we said, okay. Then someone said, let our daughters have abortion if they want, and we won't even tell their parents. And we said, okay. Then someone else said, let our sons and daughters have all the contraceptive they want so that they can have the fun they desire and we don't have to tell their parents. And we said, okay. And then some of our top officials said that it doesn't matter what we do in private as long as we do our job. And we said, as long as I have a job and the economy is good, it doesn't matter to me what anyone does in private. It's nobody's business. In short, it's okay. Now we are asking ourselves why our children have no conscience, why they don't know right from wrong, and why doesn't it bother them to kill? Probably, if we think about it long and hard enough, we can figure it out. I think it has a great deal to do with we reap what we sow. Wow, what a concept. Amen, and I think that's exactly what's happened to our world today. Amen. We just said it's okay. If whatever comes, let her come. But I want to go today to read a little bit and the Word of God. And we need a healing today. And me and the brother was talking on the outside there just a few minutes ago. My wife sitting over here, God healed her heart in 2001. And I've seen several other times that God has healed people. But every time you're healed in this natural body, and I'm a firm believer in God doing that, but do you know that's just temporary? Amen. I don't care if you're 10-year-old and you're crippled and can't walk. Amen. And God heals you and you have perfect health and you live to be 100-year-old. It's just temporary. On down the road, you're going to die and go back to the dust from which you came. But I'm going to say we need a healing in our homes and our country and our nation and our churches today. You know, back in the 40s and 50s, 60s and 70s, we had a revolution. Not necessarily of shooting guns and, amen, having that kind of revolution, overthrowing the government, but we had a revolution against the things of God. Amen. Bless your heart, back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, women began to burn their underclothes and they began to have all kinds of things going on. Rebellion against God, and you know what it's done? It just waxed worse and worse down through the years as the years go by. You out there's got some age on you. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We're living in a rebellious generation. I don't care what God says, we just gonna have our way on it. Amen? Bless your heart. We like to rejoice over, as the preacher said this morning on 1 John chapter 14, where he said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." Then he said, "I go prepare a place for you. If I go prepare a place for you," he said, "I will come again, receive you unto myself." We like to rejoice over that. But when we get over in the book of Matthew, where the Bible speaks of, "Whosoever putteth away his wife and marry none committeth adultery, and whosoever marries her that's put away does commit adultery." Now, we don't want to hear that part of it, but I think we ought to be able to rejoice in every word that's in this book if our hearts is right with God. Now, I want us to look in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. I'll not even have time to read all the scripture that's on our mind, but I'll say we need a healing. Here down here, as I said, it's temporary when God heals us. Somewhere down the line, something's going to carry us out of here. But we need a healing that's permanent in our souls and our hearts and in our homes and our churches. Moreover, the Bible said, "Brethren, I would not have you, how that you should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all
eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock, how that followed them, that rock was Christ. How, but with many of them, the Bible said them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now they was walking here and drinking out of the rock and eating the meat, the water out of the rock was Christ Jesus, and drank the same spiritual drink and eat the same spiritual meat. But God was not well pleased with them and overthrew many of them. Thank God, and they were overthrown in the wilderness. Amen. Now I want to say this. We're living in a day when we're walking, thank God, in the house of God and calling ourselves children of God. But I want to ask you a question. Let you search yourself. Is God well pleased with you? Amen. Is God well pleased with the way you're living at home? Is God well pleased in where you're going? Is God well pleased in what you're doing and what you're reading? What you're running after? Amen. God bless your heart. Thanks be unto God. It's time we searched our lives. I'll tell you what, is God pleased with the profession that you made and said you've been born again? Is God pleased with it? You may be pleased with it, and the church may be pleased with it, and everybody around you may be pleased. But is God pleased with your name and new birth? Amen. And the Bible said, now these things were our example to the intent. We should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as some of them. That is written, God, how the people sat down to eat and to drink and to run, rose up to play. I'm going to tell you something today, friend. What few people you go by our churches today, they'll only be a mighty few vehicles. But I know this on the way over here. When I come by Weiss Lake, amen, thank God, the banks were lined with automobiles. People are fishing. Thank God, out there with their little boats are having their self a time. I'm going to tell you something, friend. God's not pleased with the way we're doing today. And God is going to judge. I come by Walmart on 411 and I looked out in the parking lot. I was full. It wasn't just a few years. I back down the road to the state of Alabama and other states had a law. They call it the blue law. Amen. If you open a place of business on the Lord's day, they'd carry you to jail and lock you up. But friend, we need a healing in the day that we're in today. We need to return back to God and the basics of what God has wrote in this book. I looked at every cafe that I come by. Amen. On the way over here. And every one of them, the parking lot, I was full. Amen. I bless your heart. How this generation don't know the difference. Amen. Than what we older folks I was raised under when God would smile. trial on this nation. But we're living now to where we've desecrated. I didn't intend to go this way. But we've desecrated the Lord's Day. Amen. Only place you used to go on the Lord's Day was to the house of God. Amen. They go back home and rest. Get ready to go back to work. Right here in Fort Payne, Alabama. A little while back they put it out in the paper. Where was on the walls in the book of Fort Payne, Alabama. How if they caught you playing horseshoe on the Lord's Day, how they'd lock you up and put you in jail. Amen. How about you look at it today? Automobile races, football games. Amen. How bless your heart. Everything are going on the Lord's Day. Isaiah chapter 58. Ain't God verse number 13 of the Bible said, cease doing your pleasures on the Sabbath day. That's what God said. We need to rejoice over the Word of God. Hey, remember, we got down now to where we're thumbing at God and tell Him we're going to do as we please. We may do it. I bless your heart. But there's a judgment day of coming. Let me get on just a little further. Amen. In Fort Payne, Alabama. Also on that wall. There's a creek that runs through that town. By the name of Wills Creek. And they had it on the laws of the book. Anybody caught swimming in Wills Creek on the Lord's Day would be locked up. Would be put in jail. Now the city. He's come along and opened the swimming pool. Amen. I bless your heart. We've got so far away from God today in our country. No wonder our economy's the way it is. No wonder these terrorists is moving in because we rejected God and God's removed His hand of safety from us. Amen. God said back there, you see what they done? They eat, they drink, they rose up to play. And God said here, neither be ye idolaters as some of them. That is, it's written, the people sat down to eat, drank, and rose up to play. Now neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 3,000. Amen. Now then we've got to where I was talking to feller other day, and I was talking about people divorcing and remarrying, and it stinks in the sight of God. Amen. You can go along with it if you want to, but me and God don't. Amen. God give you one man for one woman for one lifetime, and we thumbed at God and said, God, you give me the wrong one to start with. My brother, you go back and read about Jacob when he worked for Rachel 7 years and his father-in-law gave him Leah. He woke up with Leah in the bed. The wrong woman that he worked for. But bless your heart, he didn't say, you give me the wrong one, I'll run her off. He kept her. Bless your heart, worked 7 more years for Rachel. Amen. Bless your heart. God meant for us when we got married to stay that way until death do you part. Amen. Bless your heart. You know what we've done? We thumbed our nose at God. We're sick, folks. From the top of our head to the sole of our feet. How long has it been since you heard somebody just haul off and take their text on divorce and remarriage? You won't hear it. Hey, Amen. Men are scared to preach it. I ain't scared to say nothing this Bible says. And the Bible said in Romans chapter 7, about verse number 3, if a woman be parted from her husband, be married to another man, and God, as long as while her first husband liveth, as long as she's married to the other man, God said she was an adultery. Amen. God bless your heart. It's time we look out over our country today. Hallelujah. And see what God said. God bless your heart. They need me some men and a preacher again. Again the sin that's going on. No wonder our churches is dead. Amen. Bless your heart. I still stand just like I always did. Just like them old preachers did years ago when I got in. One man for one woman for one lifetime. He said, but and if your first one does depart, he said that they remain unmarried, or be reconciled. Amen. I'm not scared to preach that. God bless your heart. We've got 796 excuses today why we married again. God bless your heart. My wife run off and left me. My husband run off and left me. Hey man, you can't help that. Maybe, I don't know. But I will tell you one thing. You can help going and getting another. Hallelujah. God bless your heart. God said they done this. And he was not well pleased with them. I wouldn't intend going this way, but this is the way the Lord leads. We need somebody to preach again. Amen. We've got preachers today. I know of one personally. Amen. Him and his wife were separated. Hallelujah. They got a divorce and he was pastoring a church. Amen. He resigned the church. But a little later down the road, he found him another one. And he found him somewhere in this Bible that he thought would justify him. So he went back to that church, and that church took him back as pastor. Amen. I bless your heart. Thank God. You'll never find anywhere in this Word of God where God ever justifies you how to put your wife away and marry another. I may be preaching to some folks it's that way. I don't know how, but I'm going to preach. And God, watch this. He can our children today. We're teaching our children. It's all right. If you can't get along with your companion, go get you another. You know what? When me and my wife got married, I was a drunkard. Hey, man, she wasn't no saint herself. But she wasn't a drunkard. Hey, man, she was sinful. Hey, man, living in sin just like I was. Hey, man, but I had sense enough to know how that day when we walked before the preacher man and I said, I do. Thank God I know I did. Amen. Thanks be unto God. Hey, we need some men today. How to preach. We got them in the church today. How this divorced and remarried and just can't keep their mouth shut. Hey, man, they just got to run the church. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what we need. Somebody to tell them to shut their mouth. Them little young kids are running around in there. Are you telling them it's all right? Hey, man, if you don't like your first mate, go get you a nun. You know God ain't pleased with that. No wonder the power of God is left out of our churches. No wonder our homes is coming apart the seams. We've got so far out of the will of God. Amen. That we cannot even know what God looks like. We wouldn't know if he walked through the field, a 40-acre field with a name tag tied around his neck. Amen. God bless your heart. I ain't going to get nowhere near where I want to get. This rebellion started. Amen. Amen. Back years ago, I know divorce and remarriage, but it has got bad in the last 30, 40 years. Amen. I had some of the older folks to tell me whenever I was just a kid. If anybody in the community community divorced and remarried, God, the sinner people would go to them and to tell them to pack up their duds and move out of the country. And because we're not having you here, how to teach our young people that this is all right. Amen. But now then, if you don't divorce and remarry, hell just about run you out of the country. But I've got news for you, honey. There's a day of coming. Would you shout with me over Galatians chapter 6, where the Bible said how the works of the flesh are these: first adultery, then fornication. Will you shout with me when he said down there, how they that do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Will you shout over that when God said them that are living that kind of a lifestyle is not going to heaven? I'm not mean. I'm just telling you the truth. It's time we wake up to the reality. Amen. Bless your heart. Bible said, well, many of these God were not well pleased. Neither lust him Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of the serpents. Neither murmur you, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Amen. I'm going to say this. Let me give you this example. Many years ago, I was preaching a revival at a church. It was closed. Some people come to me and ask me if they get it open, would I preach a revival there? Amen. I told them I sure would, back in the early 80s. Amen. We got out in the community, riding car every evening. I'd get off work inviting people to church. Amen. And people come in, filled that church up. There was a hole in this church just right down below us. They come in, helped us. Amen. And I began to preach about the second night. I got on this, amen, about divorce and remarriage. We come back on Wednesday night and the doors was locked. Amen. Could nobody get in. Just locked me out. Hey, locked everybody out. Them people from that hole in the church asked me, said, will you go down to our church and finish it out? Amen. I said, I sure will. We moved down there. I preached the rest of that week out, and the next week two people got saved. Thank God. The very next night, that man that locked the door, I was sitting on the front bench in that church. And come to find out what the problem was, when I preached on divorce and remarriage, he had stole the other fellow's wife. Amen. He didn't want me preaching that. Bless your heart. Thanks be unto God, his time some men. I got back to preaching again. Our young people are destroying themselves. Shacking up, living together, having children out of wedlock, divorcing and remarrying so many times. Amen. You have to ask them when you get to them which one belongs to them. I said it a lot of times. It used to be, amen, that two parents had six kids. Now two kids have six parents. It's a man, if you don't get back to preaching again, the sin of our day, we're going to lose what we got left. Amen. I may get run out of this county. I don't know. How about you say I went out fighting the devil for everything he's worth? My grandchildren need to hear this. I'm going to preach it for their sake. Amen. I don't want near one of them. I ain't got her getting somebody else's reject. I want them to find a good godly man or woman how to marry. God bless your heart. So I'm going to preach. Amen. One man for one woman, for one lifetime. God's not pleased with this mess that we've got today. Well, I see our time's coming gone. At this time, we'll turn it back to the good announcer.